Okay, and we're coming back in for the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. B.J. Barden is my name, and I'm reading out some very torturous stuff today. It's about, another pretty boring articles, but it's real stuff that's going on. And this one, moving on from John McAfee's unhackable phone and the police state and the damage from that gentleman there, being directly damaged by 3G and 4G cell towers. You cannot live near a cell tower, friends. Even if you can fight the case, you would have to move out temporarily. It's no point in staying and fighting. You've got to move out and fight it and get allies to support you. That's all I can say. You cannot. The younger you are, the more damage it does young people and infants. And I'm repeating something I said for many, many times. I go into people's houses and they have a microwave, which is disastrous. The spray microwaves coming off that. They have a roaming phone, which is do not need in a house, which is the modern ones go off very high rays. And they have a router, and they have an infant in their arms. And I said, do you know the chances of that child getting a brain tumor, a retarded growth? And these are educated people, and they sit there with their mouth, stand there with their mouth open, and think I'm attacking them. I said, would you don't shoot the messenger. I said, find out about this. They start quoting me crap, and I said, that's marketing and sales talk. I said, find out about the science, and I give them references, et cetera, et cetera. But you can imagine how popular I am with people, and I pick them up on people like, on stuff like this. But there's this Catherine Fromover, she's writing a very, very detailed article here. I can't read it all, but the Justice Department is monetized, you know, justice in the courts, and the legislation they're implementing is designed to protect corporations, and it's designed to screw you, the individual. But then the courts are not practicing constitutional law. They're practicing what Ralph Winterode explains on his nightly program on a Sunday night on RBN, the administrative state. And you're just an economic unit. I don't know the exact phrase, but it's something like you're an economic unit. And it's a money manufacturing machine. And they call it monetizing justice, she's talking about here. But nevertheless, there seems to be another but profitable dynamic regarding justice, which I think may be preferred logic in dispensing justice, since it monetizes justice, especially when the seemingly perennial corporate offenders, such as Big Pharma, I'm reading the same thing again, and the auto and chemical industry are sued repeatedly for similar crimes against the consumer, get off with billions of dollars, as far as they actually have been fined billions of dollars, and they can write checks for that amount of money and continue on doing what they're doing. They just put the price up to get that money back. That's just a retrievable cost to them. But that's how the agency finding them is as corrupt as they are, going through the process, and the money collected is going on into wars in the Middle East. I mean, the system is completely, totally, utterly rotten, rotten, rotten. And she goes on to talk about the vaccines here, which we need to count covered endlessly, you know, the toxicity of vaccines. And we have people on the BBC health reporters standing up there giving out reports. And basically, when I analyze what they're saying, they're reading out the press releases in a slightly modified form of GlaxoSmithKline. And you got the chief medical officer giving out the same spiel here in Britain. We don't have GMO foods here, although the European Union is negotiating behind the scenes with the schmucks, Monsanto and the rest of them, to do testing and implement GMO foods. And the ignorance of politicians quoting crap and rubbish they've been given by these people is shocking. Another case in point, as she's saying here in this article I offer, is the implementation of fines for the elimination of financial benefits attached to the social or infrastructure issues. Jeez, the way she writes. In monetizing justice of both scales and justice, and the hammer of finance. I'll have to stop reading this article. She's really gone into pedantic language. Catherine Fromovich, would you ever write clear English? But I just go back to Trump for a second. And we're analyzing his first 100 days. The first 100 days, will there be a next 100 days? The article is saying, the following is an analysis of where America is at the relation to the Trump presidency. Before commencing, it's important to emphasize that Dave Hodges is writing this article. I'm not an apologist for Donald Trump. My loyalties are confined to my dedication to following the word of God and loyalty to the United States Constitution. as I believe the expressed values contained therein provide the largest amount of people the freedom necessary to live productive lives. Fair enough. One question we should all be asking ourselves, no matter what we perceive as the first 100 days, there will there be a next 100 days? Prediction of a quagmire. During the campaign of Trump, as it became apparent to many of us, the independent media, that Trump was going to win the election because the public had largely become educated to Clinton's serial criminality. The only question that remained in the minds of many of us covering the election was if the massive voter fraud being perpetrated by the Clintons would be enough to overturn the election. In looking back, it should have been. But I've come to believe that divine providence, as Hodges is saying, this played a major role in the election of President Trump. Steve Quayle expressed it best when he said in my radio show that Donald Trump is God's special prosecutor. Well, we'll see. And he's saying, regarding the American public, many Trump supporters have jumped off this bandwagon. They naively expected the opposition that had hijacked our country to their benefit to merely lie down and capitulate to the American New World Order. The happy endings in the Disney movies are not a reality. All Trump's election provided was for the nation that I've come to believe was under judgment for our hedonistic practices. And people write simple English. In reality, all the election did was to provide the people with no previous voice to get into the game. Instead, what we have done is what Americans have been doing for a long time, nothing. People are sitting back and doing nothing. When Trump first announced his candidacy, I wrote an article detailing how Trump is one of them, the same people that tried to steal all the houses in my community. This is Arizona, 13 years ago. This is John McCain and his people. But after I saw the extreme abuse that he endured and how his campaign was seeming made of Teflon, and the globalists could not derail the populist movement that was growing in the country as a result of the campaign, I became convinced that America was experiencing something that had been missing for generations, a movement dedicated to serving the needs of the people. We had so many false flags in that, the Tea Party, Ron Paul, all the rest of it, to make up this country instead of the newer flavor of elitism. What I have concluded is that Trump, at 70 years of age, cares about what he leaves behind. I wonder, does he? And if the American people expect there to be a change without effort and sacrifice, Trump's intentions and subsequent plans will fail. Well, this is where people are falling down. They have to keep the pressure on. The degree that Trump succeeded in making America great again is, the degree to which he can do this is in direct proportion to the degree that tens of millions of Americans that voted for him are willing to act. Correct. And right now, the American people are failing miserably, and the deep state in your neighborhood branch of the New World Order has this country right where they want us, returning to the slumber and acquiescence. And he said the closer. Well, we'll see what he says here. Repeatedly, during the election, I borrowed from basketball language as I refer to the Obama as the setup man who would get the country to the chopping block, and I referred to Hillary as the closer, as she was to be selected to hand what was left of America to the devil. Out of chaos created by the Clinton administration would come the final pieces of implementation of the New World Order, where Christian ideals would be eviscerated and individual freedom would have gone in terms of property. Mark Dice made a very good point this week. Google, every day there's an anniversary of something, and usually the Google logo has a cartoon of it, just acknowledging that it exists. But this year, Easter, they had nothing. It's just a standard Google logo and ignoring Easter. You know, just two fingers up. And this is Eric Schmidt and Google, which has become an absolute vile manifestation of the police state, manipulating searches and stealing data from you on a shocking basis. And they said the bad of the first 100 days, the following actions are a lack of action on President Trump's part have caused many Trump supporters to have grave concern. That's funny and mildly. Trump's attack on Syria was 100% wrong. Assad was 2 days away from signing a peace agreement that would have left him in power. Political expediency, i.e. get them off my backside, seemed to be the reason. Since the attack, the MSS talk MSM, the mainstream media talk of Trump's complicity with Russia has all but disappeared. That's what drove Trump to do it. He's a gullible character, he really is. According to Patrick Wood of Trilaterals over Washington, Trump has appointed more CFR and Trilaterals than did Obama. We were saying earlier on, I find this to be stunning and unacceptable. For people who are very familiar with Trump, they are saddened and dismayed that he has allowed someone as despicable as Jared Kushner in the Trump inner circle. The man is probably a Mossad. Well, he has an Israeli passport, for God's sake. He's clearly a globalist, evidenced by his financial entitlement. Any Jewish person who lands in Israel and gets a stamp on their passport is automatically entitled to an Israeli passport. That's the rules. After rightfully demeaning the pseudoscience of climate change, Trump has allowed people like Defense Secretary Mattis to make positive statements about the concept. The Mattis comments are grounds for termination, given Trump's pre-election position on the topic. Even if climate change was scientifically valid, which it is not, the only goal of climate change policies is to introduce carbon taxes. Of course, that's the entire thing. It's a UN policy, multinationals. It's to tax us into oblivion with taxes. And he goes on and on and on in this article. But just the first 100 days of Trump are disappointing. They really are. And it's, I don't know, we'll cover it every week. But he's trying to face in several different directions at once. And it's deplorable who he's put into the Federal Drugs Administration. Shocking on my... Mike Adams is covering that comprehensively on Natural News. If you follow that site there, it's an outstanding piece of education, the best website on the web, no doubt about it. But another little morsel of so-called good news. West Virginia legalizes commercial hemp farming despite federal prohibition. Now, this is not the drug. This is commercial hemp, which has 7,000 uses. It's one of the most credible products on the market. And 30 or 40 years ago, the multinationals got it banned because it would destroy the pharmaceutical industry and several other industries. And again, criminality on a shocking scale. And Michael Mahari is writing this article for Activist Post. And he says, on Tuesday, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, is that his name, signed a bill into law significantly expanding the state's hemp licensing program, opening the door for anybody in the state to produce process of industrial. That's interesting. West Virginia, you see these little nuggets of good news, but then again, the state next door will probably ban the same thing, you know. To produce the process of industrial hemp for commercial purposes, the new law sets the foundation to end federal prohibition of hemp in effect in the Mountain State. And this is Democratic... he's listed the politicians involved in it here, and the licensing program. But I'll just bring my screen back up, and I'll hold for a minute. We have a caller, Jack, in Louisiana. Hello, Jack.
I'm looking for a little bit of Irish history. The original Irish people pretty much black-headed hair, and they got red and blonde-haired from being conquered? That's question one.
Where'd you get that from? Where'd you get that nugget of information?
I've seen it somewhere. But anyway, the second question is the Stone of Scone or the Jacob's Pillar Stone. The Queen recently gave it back to Scotland. Well, it originally came from Ireland. Scotland stole it from Ireland in one of those conquering deals.
If you go back in medieval history, it's all mixed together, you know, the cross-immigration in the countries of who the Celts are. It's very, very mixed up, and then the massive immigration from these countries to the United States. But it depends on what aspect and period of history you're talking about, you know.
Yeah, well, I think that Scotland should give it back to Ireland if they, in fact, did steal it from them. Anyway, just a thought.
That's a very obscure point. It's not really on the agenda today. Anything else, Jim?
Oh, no, that's about it. I think it's an important stone since all the kings of Israel, Ireland, Scotland, and England have been coronated on it. Thank you.
Okie dokie. Thank you. Well, there are more nuggets of information. slightly disconnected what we're talking about today. But, excuse me, but talking about this legalizing industrial hemp, which is outstanding. Another day maybe do a program on hemp. It's a stunning product for everybody. Make clothing out of it, make coffee out of it, make food out of it. You can build fabricated buildings with it. It is just stunning what you can do with hemp. And this person writing this says, I think West Virginia is kind of off the center. We could have industry move here to process hemp, the plant itself, and extract all the derivatives from the plant you can. Well, hempusa.com, as he calls himself, that's made up in Canada. And he has quite a lot of products. He used to advertise on RBN. And I'm just trying to read a sensible aspect of this article. The federal farm bill. Early in 2014, President Barack Obama signed a new farm bill into law related to this, which included a provision allowing a handful of states to begin limited research programs growing hemp. The Hemp Amendment, really, allows state agriculture departments, colleges, and universities to grow hemp, defined as the non-drug oilseed and fibrous varieties, sure, of cannabis for academic and agricultural research purposes. But it applies only to states where industrial hemp farming is already legal under state law. That's a little limited. In short, current federal law authorizes the farming of hemp by research institutions or within state pilot programs for research only. Farming for commercial purposes by individuals and businesses remains prohibited. Oh, there we are again. again, protecting the multinationals. And the bill, HB 2453, ignores federal prohibition and authorizes commercial farming and production anyway. Well, they're defying the federal law. So the federal state will take action against them, most likely. And it said other states, by rejecting any need for federal approval, HB 2453... I'll just remind myself of the state involved, West Virginia, sets the stage to nullify the federal hemp ban in practice. Well, that would be good. West Virginia could join with other states, including Colorado, Oregon, Maine, Massachusetts, California, and Vermont. They have simply ignored federal prohibition and legalized industrial hemp production within their state borders. Very good. While prospective hemp growers would still have to take federal law into consideration, by eliminating the chance of state prosecution in West Virginia, law will clear away a major obstacle to widespread commercial hemp farming in the borders of the state. Farmers in southeast Colorado, this is where they're growing cannabis, for God's sake. Farmers in southeast Colorado started harvesting the plant in 2013, and farmers in Vermont began harvesting in 2014, effectively nullifying the federalist law again. On February 2nd, 2105, 2005 must be, the Oregon hemp industry officially opened for business, and 1 week later, the first license went to a small non-profit group. As more people engage in hemp production and the market grows within these states, more people will become embroiled in creating exceptional way. Well, hemp, the bottom line is, can create hundreds of new industries locally and regionally. That is for sure. Outstanding product. I'll have to bring somebody on who can talk about that. But another, I try to give a few good news stories amongst all the depressing stuff we have to read out. And one of these good news stories is that there's a discovery about CBD oil helps autistic boys speak again. It's a special oil. Again, it's a derivative of hemp. And they're writing this on Natural News, Tracy Watson, and here's the story. At first, when Carl Santiago of Puerto Rico survived a rare form of cancer called neuroblastoma, his parents, Abiel and Gladys, were overjoyed that the two years of grueling surgery, radiation, chemotherapy treatment had worked, and the little boy was going to be okay. But anyway, they came upon another discovery, which I'll cover after the first break, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Okay, and we're going back in again, and we're talking about, as I call them in a category, kind of good news stories, where this family in San Diego who had a cancer, childhood cancer, and also had autism, but the same family read about a potential of CBD oil into the treatment of autism, and decided to use it. The CBD oil as they purchased was derived from hemp oil, which is legal in the U.S., is after giving Halil, this is the name of the child, an oral CBD spray twice a day for 2 days, the results were nothing short of miraculous. After years of never hearing their child utter a single word, they received a call from Kayla's teacher asking what treatment they were trying, because Kayla had suddenly spoken at school that day. At first, he was only able to say the vowels A, E, I, O, and U, but to the parents' joy, very quickly added consonants and was beginning to speak. As I say, this is due to this oil, which I never heard of before. It's called, it's a hemp derivative called CBD oil. Helps autistic boy to speak again. And it's saying here, anecdotal evidence like this can be found all over the web, with thousands of parents confirming the miraculous healing ability of CBD oil. Derived from hemp and marijuana and treatment of their children's debilitating health conditions. In 2013, researchers from Stanford University Department of Neurology conducted a survey to explore the use of CBD-enriched marijuana in in the treatment of Charles with severe epilepsy. All the parents involved in the survey were members of a Facebook group dedicated to sharing information regarding this treatment method for their children. 19 of the responses met with the criteria of the study, an epilepsy diagnosis and treatment using CBD, etc. Causes of epilepsy varied. 13 of the children had Dravet syndrome, D-R-A-V-E-T. 4 had Luce syndrome, and 1 had Lennox. Well, this is very technical. Over 80% of the parents reported a reduction in how often their children had seizures with the use of this oil, etc., etc. But anyway, that's an article on Natural News, CBD oil, a hemp derivative, helping children with autism. Maybe they could help Trump put his peculiar understanding of events. And another article about hospital fires, leading cancer surgeon for telling the truth about medical establishment. Yeah, telling the truth, which is what the alternative media is about, is puts you in the firing line. No doubt about that. This article here last year, written by L.V. Devon in Natural News, it says here, a vicious hate campaign has been waged against an internationally renowned cancer surgeon named Joseph Marion Thomas. At first, his supporters in the medical system tried to silence him, but now they've resorted to firing him. The courageous 69-year-old surgeon has been fired from the Royal Marsden Hospital in London. Wow. Because he started speaking on the truth about the faults of the National Health Service, the NHS, in the UK, while questioning the quality of care that general practitioners provide, which is crap. And like it's symptom, pharmaceutical drug. That's all they do. The more he told the truth, the more backlash he received from the medical establishment. Hospital chiefs have not only called Thomas' criticism a miserable misrepresentation of facts, but they have resorted to name-calling. One attack came from Daniel Sommer, a doctor at London's Charing Cross Hospital. He said that Dr. Thomas would shut to F up. Another that he is nothing more than a clueless xenophobe who is completely out of touch with reality. No, he's not on the take, you see. He's telling the truth. And all the rest of them are paid for shills, pharmaceutical industry pimps. And it said, pride full of ego-driven medical establishment not willing to admit its faults. The medical establishment, like any other organized power structure, does not willingly admit to faults. Driven by ego, people in alliances to the medical establishment refuse to look weak or wrong on how they systematically go about their jobs. The ego keeps the establishment from improving its practices. Well, they're inside the turnstiles. That's the way I describe it, like the turnstiles, click, 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 going into a football ground. Once you're in, you're inside, and once you're qualified and behind your desk, you play the game or you don't make money. You get, your own organization will get you fired or banned. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, and we're coming back in again at the bottom of the hour break. I'm just reading a piece here about the medical profession turns on its own kind if they step out of line. And it says, hospital fires leading cancer surgeon for telling the truth about medical establishment. And one of the things he was revealing, which we know all about in the UK, is health tourism, people arriving here as immigrants to get medical care. Whistleblower explains how general practitioners lack the time to care for patients. Dr. Thomas wrote four comment pieces in the Daily Mail. Two of the pieces focused on the impact of health tourism in the UK. His claim expose pointed out how foreigners were abusing the NHS, making the system more prone to economic collapse. In the third piece, he discussed the burden female doctors were putting on the NHS after going through extensive training and then leaving the field to have families. Sure. The more he addressed the problems in the NHS, the more he ran into opposition. His fourth piece drew the most ire. In the piece, Thomas questions Britain's modern general practitioner system and how doctors have become increasingly unavailable to patients. Thomas said that the general practitioners hardly provide remotely personal service. Well, they're processing, I think it's 150 a day, an 8-hour day, 10-hour day, 5 minutes per patient, to read your history, listen to what you say, and bash out a prescription. That's it. Symptom, pharmaceutical drug, that's it. Healthcare and health advice, forget it. He told the truth. Doctors aren't willing to work out of hours or see patients more than once. His employer, the Royal Marsden Hospital, this hospital has a good reputation up to now, in London, said his opinion pieces have put the institution into disrepute. A number of practitioners lashed back at Thomas, calling him ignorant, unprofessional, and misinformed. Well, egged on by the pharmaceutical industry and managers in the NHS. As we know, there are more managers in the NHS in Britain than there are hospital beds. How about that? Something. Bosses harassed and bullied him and said the great general said that the general practitioners would stop referring their patients to him if he didn't stop. The hospital chief, he being a cancer specialist, the hospital's chief executive went to great lengths to silence Thomas. He tried to force the 69-year-old surgeon into signing a document pledging obedience to the hospital and promising that he would not write any more opinion articles unless he had permission. Thomas refused and was forced out of the hospital. Fired. Instead of listening to people like Dr. Thomas and working on ways to improve the medical system, the stubborn medical establishment banishes people like him, forsaking positive change in the meantime. Well, the medical profession, the police, and all government agencies are crippled with political correctness. Political correctness and vested interests. It's just shocking. And new age beliefs. It's just basically shut down society on every level. And I could do a whole program on each of these subjects, on articles that just pop up even in the Daily Mail every day. And another article here, the stench of political corruption rises as hog farmers get a free pass to pollute. Woo. Yeah, I refer to that. I was at in Greeley, Colorado, 25 years ago now, and pollution seminar in America shocked me to my foundations. They weren't getting rid of pollution. You could pollute up to level X, Y, and Z. And they're saying here an article by Jason Velli in Natural News, in the state of North Carolina, a total of 541 residents are currently suing Smithfield Foods. I know they're a big operation. Their subsidiary, Murphy Brown, over the alleged use of liquid swine waste on hog farms. According to suits, spray attracts flies, causes strong odors, and other problems. But on Monday, the state passed a House Bill 467, which limited the financial payoff from citizens' lawsuits, except for lawsuits that are currently pending in federal court. Thus, the bill will only have the effect on future lawsuits. Excuse me. Initially, there are no exemptions, including in the bill at all. That is, it would have impacted both future lawsuits and lawsuits that are pending. He's repeating himself here. According to Republican Representative Jimmy Dixon, a sponsor of the bill, residents who are filing the lawsuits against Murphy Brown are being prostituted for money by opportunistic lawyers who are endlessly on the lookout for new clients. These allegations are at best exaggerated. Well, stop here immediately. I'm involved in an operation in an organic fertilizer company in Ireland. What you do with pig manure is you compost it with wood chip or peat, and that gets rid of the odor within a 6-8 week cycle of composting it. The odor disappears completely, and you have fantastic, natural, non-damaging organic fertilizer to put in the ground, provided you haven't pumped the hell out of the pigs with chemicals. But if you're feeding them normal feed and you analyze the manure, you should have no problem composting that with wood chip. And this article, of course, doesn't go into that. Okay, this is an aspect of the thing, but intensive farming is a problem with manure and animals, absolutely. And they'll probably have them on slatted floors and get the pure manure out, and then they're spreading raw manure on fields, which is outrageous. It damages the land and toxifies the land. It has to be composted with peat or wood chip. There's no other way of doing it. But just an article relevant to Ryan up there in Washington knows what I'm talking about. They said this is the first time that hog farmers have found themselves caught in ups and lawsuits. I don't think so. In 2014, Paul Dagestan of Pennsylvania was threatened with a $20 million lawsuit when neighbors complained about the overwhelming stench coming from his barn. Well, there's a company called Polypack in the United States which you can use microorganisms, legitimate clean microorganisms, who devour the odor chemical, and it disappears. I mean, these people are living in the medieval age. They have not been advised that, and the Department of Agriculture should be giving this information. But that's just one article I picked up that I find bizarre on one level, on many levels. But excuse me. But they're saying, going back to this medical marijuana, it's a cure for migraines. And medicinal cannabis is an effective treatment for easing migraines. With more students demonstrating the compound's effectiveness in pain relief. PreventDisease.com site listed 5 medical marijuana strains that work best against migraines, and there are 5 types. The bizarre title: Sour Diesel, Candyland, White Widow, Canatonic, and Hawaiian Dream. And it goes into the details, in a lot of details I don't want to go into now. But again, the derivatives of all these good natural chemicals is what we should be doing, considering they've now come up against a brick wall of antibiotics failing to cure people because people have eaten, like myself, too much meat over the years, and they're immune to just about every antibiotic on the planet. And and if following on the very same kind of story, and they're saying destroy diabetes with a diet that encourages bacteria, natural defenses. And read out too much technical stuff, but saying following a specialized diet, one that yields high levels of short chain fatty acids, acetates and butyrates, may keep type 1 diabetes in check. An animal study found short chain fatty acids are touted as the main product dietary fiber fermentation and have been associated with a host of health benefits. On the other hand, type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease where immune cells called autoreactive T cells attack and destroy insulin-producing cells. Insulin, due to a deficiency, it's because we're not got minerals in the system, it all emanates from that. Insulin is an essential hormone that gives and regulates the body's blood sugar levels. A team of researchers at the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, and the Monash University in Australia have developed a specialized diet in starch. The diet is shown to resist digestion and pass through the colon, where gut bacteria will readily break it down. The fermentation process releases high acetate and butyrate levels. When combined, these short-chain fatty acids exhibit proteins and goes on and on. Anyway, but natural herbs and natural diets, and I encourage people to go to Natural News, and you have a very mass of a fountain of information there on these subjects. But again, the good and the bad stories. Monsanto kills bill that will allow Oregon farmers to sue over cross-pollination. Well, I've got many of those. But really the good news, when the first victory, GMO, and all these contradictory situations, one state introduces a positive law and another state writes law for the farm industry. It's stop, go, stop, go. It's shocking fragmentation again. As the victory, GMO and insecticides are now banned on Colorado County-owned land. Vicki Bates is writing this article. Let's see how far she goes on this. Makes sense. In Colorado, Boulder County, paving the way for our country to be free of GMOs. It says, is Colorado, Boulder County, paving the way for our country to be free of GMOs and toxic pesticides? Well, that's one hell of a fight in America to throw off the GMOs. I mean, it really is. People have been asleep. American farmers have sold their soul to the devil. I mean, it's shocking. It sure looks like it. Well, I don't know about this. She's saying here, the county, Boulder County, Colorado, has made headlines with the recent banning of certain GMO crops from being grown on the county-owned land. Only an aspect of one county in one big state. And they're even banned the use of harmful neonicotinoids, pesticides on the land too. Boulder County announced recently that they would be phasing out this cultivation of GMO corn and sugar beet in the county land. Well, that's Boulder is basically a suburb of California. I lived in Colorado. All the new age flunkies of Colorado and of California came to live in Boulder. It's an unbelievable place. The transition plans for GM corn will have them banned completely by the end of 2019. And the cultivation of GM sugar beets will see this final days by the conclusion of 2021. Well, we'll see. The use of neonics on county properties will also be phased out over the next 5 years. Neonics, they're calling them, we're revising the word now, have been essentially especially controversial due to their current role in the decimation of bee populations across the country. Well, that's deadly serious. Neonics have become known for their disastrous effects on bees. Even the EPA recently admitted that the population insecticides are harming the much-needed pollinator species. A report from the federal agency finally acknowledged that beekeepers had been saying for decades neonicotinoids are destroying the bee population, and which will destroy us, our food supply. EcoWatch reports that commissioners voted 2-1 to approve these most recent transition plans. Genetically modified corn and sugar beets are currently the only GM crops being grown on county land in Boulder. Well, to clean up that land after this will take some time. This is a really glib article, I have to say. And in 2015, they accounted for 1,200 acres, or about 8% of the county's least open spaces. And see something else interesting, this, okay, it goes on and on and on. But there's pluses and minuses all the time, but nothing but fragmentation in fighting these things. And prove that, here we have an article about Monsanto kills a bill that would allow Oregon farmers to sue over cross-pollination. And this was written in just a week ago, 2018, by Vicky Atz for Natural News. And the article says, while some states and counties in the U.S. are making moves to encourage food freedom and stop the use of toxic herbicides and pesticides, citizens in other areas of the county are fighting for their voices to be heard. Take Oregon, that's the Northwest there, Ryan. For example, Senate Bill 1037 would have restored counties' rights to protect their farmers' crops from GMO after they were stripped away in 2013 with the passing of SB 8-3, created a farmers' crops... getting all tied up in bill names here. These bills would have represented great strides for farmers in Oregon, but unfortunately these bills have died. As Capital Press reports. Anyway, we have a caller, Sherry from Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Mr. Burden.
PJ,
I wanted to bring your attention to a article from the Weston A. Price Foundation website. It's by Dr. Stephanie Seven that has written so much on glyphosate. She's got one up there. Yeah, she's got a co-author on it. I can't remember his name. It's Anthony something. But the way you find it is glyphosate in collagen. And she says this could be a game changer if we can get them to pay attention, but it is a really important article because in it she says that glyphosate seems to be plugging in where the amino acid glycine would plug in.
Well, glyphosate is basically Agent Orange. It's an absolutely obscene chemical. But I'll just ask you a quick question. Again, I'm take all these things on board. But there's, again, that article, I hope that person or you are familiar with Natural News, that website, are you? Because this covers it comprehensively. Are you familiar with Natural News?
Well, Dr. Seneff has done a lot, and she's a PhD, and she has written a lot on glyphosate, and it's a very important article. She says that, you know, collagen is basically from, or gelatin is basically from collagen, and that they grow the MMR vaccine in gelatin.
Probably, yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
But I think you'll be impressed with this article, so I just wanted to bring that to people's attention. It is a game changer.
And, well, just to give you something back, VAXED, VAXED, the video, that's Dr. Andrew Wakefield.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it a couple of times.
Yeah. Well, that's managed to be buried. That got hardly any exposure in the United States. Like, the mainstream media went out to totally ignore it. And Wakefield is a very good guy, but he's very naive to the ways of the media. And he didn't have a very big campaign to get that put across the media. Admittedly, he was up against YouTube and Google pulling that kind of information. But sure, that's good, but...
And glycine is one of the amino acids that make up glutathione, which is a, you know, one of your main detox peptides. And, I mean, this is really big. So, anyway, I wanted to bring that to people's attention.
Very good. Well, do pursue, go onto that natural news site and lead your friends into that site, and then they can operate through that site as well by adding information onto it. And, all this is very good, but the shocking fragmentation, and I'd like all these people to get together, and then we could fight all this thing. But anyway, thank you for that, and we'll be back for the last few minutes, in a few minutes.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Thank you.
coming back in for the last few minutes. I just wrap up the things with this carry-on in Oregon. Monsanto kills bill that would allow Oregon farmers to sue. Well, they Monsanto killed the bill because they had their bought and paid for pimp politicians to do it for them. And this is naming them here. And Dembro, whoever this schmuck is, claims that there are simply too many looming questions about GMO cross-pollination. Really, very clear what's going on here. And the effectiveness of coexistent efforts, some schmuck of a politician, he says, I want to get a sense if there are problems with contamination or if there are problems with the mediation process. This guy is a should be taken out and dealt with. Correct. And does it really matter where the problem is stemming from, he says. Either way, SB 863 has greatly infringed on farmers' rights and has stripped counties of the ability to make decisions on what the growing contamination. I mean, it's crystal clear what's needed here. We're talking about being sold out by politicians, sold down the river. I said, so some of the bill's detractors noted that very few organic farmers had reported crop losses due to GMO contamination at the USDA. Well, there's a total thing, waste of time talking to the USDA. They are totally signed up with the multinationals. Talking about a branch of Monsanto, basically, the USDA. While others went straight to denying that citizens should have the right to choose at a county level, Mike MacArthur, the executive director of the Association of Oregon Counties, whoever he is, states the organization opposed SB 103 because genetic engineering is a complex issue best left to state government. Talk about opting out of your responsibilities and saying best left to state government. What a moron. This is not a proper role for a county government to engage in. Woo. I think it's right in saying I read an article recently about schools in Oregon. Some of them are thinking of banning the word he and she with children. Like this gender identification crap. I mean, there's only two genders in the world. And in California, they're nominating 32 genders. But the West Coast of America, as Brian Dennis said in this program, is gone stark raving mad. And they hope to join up with Canada, Trudeau, who has become secretly a Muslim, by the way. And he is about the new age flunky freak of the Western world. Pierre Trudeau, all he has is a name, his father's name. But he is one of the most disturbed creatures who ever got political power, ever. But Canada is a write-off. Just like Sweden, it's just a total write-off. And I live there, I should know. While the process is creating a GMO crop that may be very complex, it says in this article, it is an issue of rights and an issue of science, though it's often misconstrued that way. That's gobbledygook. Regardless of how one feels about GMOs, whether or not you think them safe, has very little to do with the fact that people's rights are being infringed upon. Real farmers are actually being negatively affected by GMOs, and they should be effectively silent, and they should not be effectively silenced by their own government. Well, it's up to them to speak up. I mean, take your country back, as is the base mantra of the Patriot movement. But anyway, I didn't have much time to prepare today's program. It's a bit disjointed, but doing other things. But we should be back this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.